So this is Greg and Julie Gorman out of Palm Beach, Florida. Actually, this is Greg and Julie Gorman from Hobe Sound, Florida now. So the first question, what sold you on the John Maxwell team? What sold me on the John Maxwell team was John's reputation in the marketplace. I'd followed John for years, and so to have the opportunity to be able to carry his name and represent him as a coach and a speaker was kind of a no-brainer. How about you, babe?
I would have to say ditto. I wouldn't just join any group, no matter how big their name was, but out of respect for John, his wisdom, his character, and honestly, because of the immediate exposure and association that's gained through his name and his values that's been delivered to the business community, it was really what sold me on the team.
Another thing that sold us on the John Maxwell team was the fact that there are no back-end fees, no franchise fees. I don't have to pay a royalty back to the John Maxwell team whenever I do a speaking gig or coach a client. And to me, that was huge. It was a once-and-done sort of thing and an ongoing self-development program that I could use forever and a business platform that I can use forever. And that was attractive to us. The why of why did we purchase the program? I purchased this program because I needed an additional bridge to help me enter into the coaching and speaking industry. Julie and I have been speaking together and coaching on some level for several years, but this really allowed us to have the tools in place and the training in place to take it to the next level.
So it was important for me, especially since Greg started the program first. I was a little bit slower to the jump in, but he plunged right in. And then it was really important for me, because we do work together in this industry, to maintain the same orientation of that training and the perspective that Greg was gaining.
So what we were afraid of when we got ready to join the team was really the investment. It was the money. And I joined first, and Julie was so encouraging because she reminded me that the best investment that we could make was the investment in ourselves. And we invest in a lot of different things, but there's only one investment that we can truly control, and that's an investment that we make in ourselves. And so although money was very tight at the time and we really didn't have it, we made the investment and it paid big dividends right out of the gates. We did over $100,000 in coaching and speaking in the first year, and the majority of that can be attributed to the skills and the relationships that were gained by what we learned in the John Maxwell team.
So as Greg said, the thing that kind of held both of us back, and I think that holds most everybody back, is the money aspect. And at some point, we asked ourselves, you know, is the value of this program going to supersede the investment that we're making? And so for me, it became a little bit easier because I watched Greg really excel in the business community. I watched an opportunity to make quite a bit of money even his first year out in this industry. And so I knew that on the back side of it, that it was well worth the investment.
So our program coordinator was very key. Kelly was my program coordinator, and what she did that was helpful in making my decision was, first of all, she was low pressure. She allowed me to make the decision. And one of the key aspects, which I mentioned before, is just the overall value that we pay one time, and then we have access to so much of John's material and so much more, for that matter, and no back-end fees. I pay the fee one time, and I've got access to this material and the certification and John's brand forever, and that is a no-brainer.
Again, I came at this decision to make the investment in myself from a completely different observation. The program coordinators are truly professional. They are not afraid to turn people away. But my decision came through observation of what happened with Greg. Again, I witnessed firsthand his success. So I understood that the investment was well worth the experience and the community that I'd gain.
So what impressed me during the sales process was the program coordinator, in this case, Kelly's response to my specific concerns. And she wasn't scripted in her sales approach. She really was listening to see how this program might be able to help me. She was really listening to see how this program might help me further my business and be a great self-development tool for me as well. And so she was very, very key.
The thing that impressed me through the sales process is the same thing that impresses me at every single event. This team is exceptional at focusing in on the details. It's the smallest to the greatest part of every detail of an event or the sales process. They pay attention to it. So every time I participate with this group, I walk away from an event, I gain a tip or a thought that causes me to grow personally and professionally.
So what it means to me to be a John Maxwell team member is excellence in leadership. It means family. To be able to represent John and his name is such a great honor and a privilege, because John is a mammoth in the leadership industry and is a thought leader today, and I have a great deal of respect for him. So to be able to carry his name means a lot to me. We have a community. It's not just a business. It's not just a self-development program. There's lots of those out there, but this is a family, and the support that I have from other people that are going through the same growth and the same process that I am is priceless. It means a lot to be communing with other folks that are trying to grow and trying to make an impact on others in the community.
I love being able to do the John Maxwell team membership with Greg. It's a lot of fun. The friendship and the support that's gained through this group is second to none. The thing that I like about the John Maxwell team is that we truly celebrate one another's successes. Those feelings of comparing and competing, we put those things to the side. It's family in the very best sense of that word. So when we succeed, it feels as though all of us are succeeding. And if one of us fails, we share best practices and come along reminding one another of who we are and the best practices, so that the next go around, we're going to do even better.
All right, so there's the answers to those questions, folks. Listen, Laurie, Paul, Kelly, and team, thank you all for the privilege of being able to do this for you, and hopefully it helps. And if you need anything else from us, just give us a holler. Sorry for the delay. We've been slamming, jamming busy. Bless you all, and thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.